Great to be with you. The story that you wrote Sunday was just fascinating. The headline editor did a great job. Educators winning PR battle over K-12 funding, but GOP lawmakers winning the war on changing the status quo. And I'm not sure if it could have been said any better. We see all these commercials out there telling folks to contact their legislators, but led by the Republican Party, the lawmakers are pushing through their agenda.
That is true.
And I thought probably the second paragraph really summed up your article. The probable implications as the dust settles this summer and fall, school employees will see cuts in benefits, possibly pay. Unions will be will have less leverage in contract negotiations, and school children will see larger class sizes and more participation fees for extracurricular activities. Boy, you hit it in a nutshell there.
Okay.
Tell me about this process. There was so much noise being made against the GOP, yet they kept scratching and clawing and got it done.
They did. And I think that there's really two narratives going on here, two competing narratives. And, you know, there's some elements of truth in both. And I think that for educators, the narrative is that the Republicans have come in, and this is a group that doesn't like public education, that doesn't like unions, that they have that their goal is to really take money from education and give it to business people in the form of a tax cut, and they've really painted this is a massive cut to education, and it's going to hurt school children. And then the other narrative is that Michigan has gone from being a very wealthy state to a poor state. And at a time when Michigan was a much wealthier state, that was when, Michigan teachers have historically been among the best paid in the country. They are still actually like in the top 10. And that compensation system is still in place when the rest of the state has really shifted gears. And so there's a real question of, you know, can we afford this compensation system? And is it fair to be asking a lot of taxpayers who have lost their jobs and have seen their pay diminished and have certainly seen a big shift in their benefits, is it fair to ask them to support a generous compensation system for teachers, you know, and perhaps even pay higher taxes to support that? And the Republicans feel, no, that's not fair. We need to... in effect, sort of right-size that system.
And Julie, the story that you wrote on Sunday talked about many school districts have issued layoffs. They may not stick, but right now, to get to in the black, these school districts are making those preparations.
And that is true. Although here's one thing that's interesting, and that is, I should mention here, I am actually the wife, daughter, and sister of school teachers. I'm certainly not anti-teacher, but one thing that's interesting right now is that if you actually look at the school numbers, and I actually broke down the numbers from one of the school districts, the majority of the school cuts at this point really cannot be blamed on Governor Snyder. They sort of knew that they were coming. It is, there's three other categories, and one is that they're losing federal stimulus funding, which they knew was coming. They're having to put more into the pension system. Once again, people sort of knew that was coming because of the rising retirees and the way the stock market has been. And the third category is health insurance costs increase. So really, those cuts of money are actually bigger than what the cuts from Snyder.
Julie, I wanted to ask you, what I've learned through all the interviews that we've done on education is that there's the thought that for years our teachers have been well compensated, as well as any teachers in the United States, and that we're in a situation now where we can't afford the health care benefits, especially when there is nothing paid into the system by the teachers, that the retirement packages, especially as paid by the taxpayers, we can't afford that, and that compensation needs to be put on a level playing field as far as what the public sector pays. And then also, Governor Snyder's proposals have been meant for these school districts to cut down their operations cost, and that perhaps that's where the school districts have gained the most. You talk about in a portion of your story, carrots and sticks. If you go back to 2008-2009, what they were spending on operations, it's a totally different game is what they're going to be spending next year.
And that is true. And really, you know, I think the big areas, there's three big areas where people say, you know, schools should be trimming back. And one is the healthcare area. The other is pensions. And the third is the number of school districts in Michigan. It is consolidation. We have a lot more school districts than most states. And that does create some fiscal inefficiencies. But in terms of the pension and healthcare, one thing that's interesting about that is the pension is really tied to health care, too. When you look at pension plans in other states, Michigan's plan is not, I would say, overly generous in terms of the actual pension checks that people see or the formula in terms of the actual pension part. But Michigan does have very generous health care benefits for its school retirees. You could have as little as 5 years in the system and qualify for lifetime health care, which is very generous.
We're talking with Julie Mack, who is the fine writer from the Kalamazoo Gazette. Another interesting piece of that Sunday story, Julie, was union busting. I'm constantly hearing here in Lansing how the union officials, the teachers who are part of those unions, think that the state is trying to bust the unions, and the Governor Snyder is trying to say, no, we're not looking at breaking up anything. We're trying to balance the budget and take have a little bit more power in how we do things. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I think that, there's no question they're trying to weaken the unions. I mean, you look at some of the things that they're doing, and, they are trying to lessen the power of the unions. On the other hand, you could make the argument that that it sort of needs to be done, and particularly on the healthcare thing. One thing that's really interesting about Michigan is one reason the healthcare issue is so difficult for school boards to negotiate in Michigan is most contracts, especially for teachers, require the district to purchase their insurance through the union and for a lot of MESA. And that is a line in the sand for a lot of school boards. Or that's a line in the sand for the union. They really, really want to make sure that the school districts are purchasing the insurance through them, which, and it's a profit center for the MEA. It's a big profit center.
Julie, I also find interesting that some districts are being very proactive. For example, we had the superintendent from the Dearborn Schools as well as the union president, and the insurance was going to make a dramatic jump to almost $700 per year as paid by the teachers. Well, the union said, you know what, we think we can do better. So they went out and they found insurance for less than $300 per teacher, which allowed the district to save a lot of money. And I just found it was interesting. Not only did these two entities work together, but the union said, you know what, we can do better. We'll take the bulls by the horn.
And I do think, particularly in the last 2 years, one thing I think the Snyder administration has not done is they have sort of painted this in the way the situation was 2 years ago. In the last 2 years, things have changed a lot. I think, like in our area, I don't know that there are any school districts where the district pays 100% of the insurance costs anymore. And there are some districts that already pay 20%. It has changed a lot in the last 2 years. And I don't know that the Republicans have acknowledged that to the extent that how much it shifted even without these law changes.
Julie, your story also talks about the battle for public opinion. As I mentioned to you earlier, we sure see the commercials and the rhetoric urging us to contact our lawmakers. But as your story mentions, the PR battle may be going toward the educators, but the lawmakers are pushing their agenda through.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to sum it up.
All right, well, Julie, what are we going to see next? As you know, the budget, 16 parts of it are being debated as we speak. We'll probably see some votes. What do you think is next for education? What do you imagine the budget will be like next year?
Well, I think my sense is that this is maybe a one-time sort of right-sizing. I mean, it is true. They did not have to do this year. There was money in the school aid fund that they could have funded education the way it's been funded in the past. And I think that they were funding it. They defunded it, in effect, as a strategy. I don't know that they will continue on this level of cuts. They are taking a political hit for this, and it is election year next year. I don't know that this will happen again next year. But I do think you'll see some cuts in the fall. I mean, school districts are going to have to make cuts to balance their budgets. Hopefully the economy will change, though, and they will be able to grow some from here. But I think that there's going to be some other changes. One thing they have to change is the pension system, but that has to happen in Lansing. That can't happen on the school board level.
And, Julie, before we let you go, what was the most interesting thing that you learned or that surprised you when you were writing this story?
Well, it was something that I knew before, and actually it was something Tom Watkins had told me, but I really wanted to stress it because I felt like in my previous stories I glossed past it. And that was that when you look at the cost of pension and benefits, if the schools had received a $500 million increase this year, you know, if they hadn't lost it, all that money would have gone towards was keeping the status quo in pension and benefits. That's how expensive those cost increases have gotten. If they'd gotten $300 a student more, that's what it would have taken just to keep pace, no raises, no anything else, just to keep the status quo on pension and benefits.
Well, Julie Mack is the fine writer for the Kalamazoo Gazette, and you can also find Julie's stories on mlive.com. Julie, enjoyed it so much. A great piece. Thanks so much for your time.